We're in Simen Kuf Ayin Zayin. We're up to Sif Dalid, and we'll be completing the Simen. That's Dalid and Hay. Dalid. We are referring back to a case now where a person's main dish was fruit. Say he washes, has bread and fruit salad. The halacha was that Mi'ikar Adin, you don't make a bracha on the fruit salad at all. Ideally, you should have some bread with the beginning of the fruit salad, since some hold that if you have it without bread, then it will not be covered by the pas. Says the Mechaber now, Dalet, afal pi shelo hoyu haperis lefana b'shal shabir halapas. Even if the fruit was not in front of him at the time that he made the bracha on the bread, kevin delolafes hapasein b'im, since they're coming to accompany the bread, einim tunim bracha klal, they need no bracha. Sifhei, imacha shabir halapas sholcho lo mibes acherim she'enu samach aleihem, v'lo hoya dato al hadorin. What happens if in the middle of eating, you get a gift of food from people that you're not relying on them for the food, you don't expect it at all, your das is not on it. Even if it's something that's an ikur part of a meal, a regular dish, the Mechaber holds that it's not covered by the motzi, by the pas, because you had no idea you were getting this. Hagah, the Ramah says, the minig is not this way. The efshir, it may be the taima the stam dasa odam al kol mashmevin lo besuda. It may very well be that when you sit down to eat, you have das for anything that anyone will bring you, including a neighbor. At the end of this sif, the Mishnah Berurah gives us a quick synopsis of the halachis of eating fruit during the meal, and he says like this: Number one, if you're having fruit together with bread. The halachi is that that you don't have to make a bracha on the fruit at all. That means if you're eating, if the fruit is being eaten not as the main dish, stop, you want a fruit during the meal, but you're eating that fruit together with bread, that's even if you're having cooked fruit. If you're eating it together with the bread, the halachi is it does not need a bracha. What happens if you're eating fruit in the middle of the meal? It is not your main dish. You're having fruit in the middle of the meal, and you're not having it with bread. It definitely needs a bracha rishona, and the Mechaber says it doesn't make a difference if this is fresh fruit, cooked fruit. In either case, this is not called dvarim habayim achmas asuda. This is something that you eat for taste. Fruit is not eaten to fill generally. It is eaten for taste. It therefore needs its own bracha rishona. What happens if you're having fruit, some of it with bread, some of it without bread? So there's a machlokas. Therefore, what you should do is you should start off by eating without bread and make a bracha on it. It means this is not, you're not eating this as your main dish. You're having fruit during the meal, and some of it you'd like to have bread with. The halacha is have some first without bread and make a bracha on it. Make a borei priya eitz on it. In a case where you're having the fruit as your main dish, so there you should have a little bit of pas with the first bite of it, with the beginning of the fruit salad, and that will cover the entire one. That will cover the entire fruit, because it is an ikur part of it. It is the ikur of your meal, your kaveh asud on it, and it's tuffel to the pas.